For many Canadians, dealing with finances is so overwhelming. That can be due to a lot of different factors, but certainly one of them is not having the basic knowledge to manage their finances. Money Matters is a national program that helps Canadians improve on their financial literacy skills. Melanie Karras is the program coordinator at Youth the Future, a partner with Money Matters. And Jillian Stewart is also here to share her personal experience as a participant in the program. They join us now from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Melanie, what is the Money Matters program? What's its intention and what are some things that you cover?
So the Money Matters program, we have TV volunteers that come in and actually run the program. And they're touching on things like spending plans, banking basics, borrowing money, RRSPs. So really about helping people manage their money and giving like good financial understanding.
What are some common challenges that people have, do you think, when it comes to financial literacy?
So our program is a paid program. So what happens is that generally for a lot of clients coming in, they don't have the budgeting knowledge of when they first get their first paycheck. We did have it before Money Matters, where we had clients going out and buying like a TV with their very first paycheck, and then the next week they had nothing left over for like lunch. So I think it's also about just helping people better understand how to manage their money. And that's really important for a program like this, and helping people to feel really empowered when they are working and using that knowledge going forward.
Jillian, how did you hear about the program?
It's actually a workshop that we do as part of Youth the Future.
So it was kind of included in what you were signed up for?
Yeah.
And what was appealing to you about it? Or were you horrified by the prospect and someone forced you to do it?
No, actually, I was interested. So I didn't have any real knowledge of financial information literacy before this because they don't teach that in high school.
Nope, they don't. So you showed up in the workshop room, and what do you remember about some of the things that you learned?
Well, I learned that maybe I should cut down on my coffee spending.
Right. Anything else?
I learned about credit cards and how they actually work.
Yeah, kind of shocking, hey, when you realize what happens if you don't pay it off.
Yeah, I was always told that they were not good.
Yeah. How did it feel having this conversation with other people? Because a lot of times people have a lot of concern about talking about money. It's like in our culture, we're supposed to know more. We're supposed to do better. It would be different than just doing, you know, the War of 1812 in history class.
Yeah, it was interesting. We all had kind of different views, different experiences prior to this workshop.
Now, Melanie, for you, this is also with the Canadian Council of Rehabilitation and Work. Tell us about CCRW and how that fits into the conversation around financial literacy.
Sure. So with CCRW, so our program, Youth the Future, is really about helping people to with all of the skills necessary to obtain and retain employment. So part of the program is more in-class based and helping people get ready with all of the skills that they need, and then with a work placement. So it really connects in a tremendous way because of the fact that our clients are coming in and maybe some of them have never had a job before, or they've been out of work for a while. So having that financial literacy there is really a key part to helping to better understand and manage their money. And so it's really a great fit with CCRW and what they're doing. So when we came across the opportunity to pair with ABC Life Literacy, their Money Matters program, it was just a no-brainer.
What are some of the benefits that you hear from people who have participated in the program? What would they say?
Yeah, so we actually just ran the program last week again for our new cohort, and I had some quotes that I wrote down from some of the clients, and some of the things that they'd said was, now that I know better, I can do better. And another one that we had was, it makes me feel so empowered to know this. And literally right after the Money Matters workshops, the first day was done, because we do it over 2 days, someone had went home, had called their phone companies, had called their credit cards, had got lower interest rates. And I think in a span of 1 day, we had someone who saved $150.
Wow.
So, Yeah, so it's really tangible, and it's just great depending on, I mean, we're all at different places, so some people are coming with perhaps a lot of debt, or and some people, you know, have none. So depending, it doesn't really matter where people are at, it meets them where they are and helps them with that knowledge of how to keep going from there.
One of the elements of the context for Canadians being out there in the world is there's this enormous financial services industry that both helps and in some ways hinders people getting a handle on their money because they make those credit cards so available. Where does an understanding of this environment fit in, Melanie? Is it important for people to know how the industry works so that they can take advantage of the services that are a fit and try and avoid those that may be not a fit or, you know, in some cases even predatory, like, you know, payday loans for people sometimes are really not the solution for them to get through?
Yeah, so we definitely talk about within the program all different kinds of ways that you can borrow money and which are the more beneficial ways and ones to go with and which are the ones to look out for, like the payday loans and places with a really high interest rate. Unfortunately, we did have some of our clients who kind of unknowingly stepped into that. And it wasn't until after and really for some of them through the course of the Money Matters program that they were able to understand a bit more of the information that they didn't know up front. So helping people to better understand how that works and how they can borrow or save money effectively and having a better understanding of that.
Jillian, what do you think is next for you? So you've participated in this program. You've certainly learned a lot. What are some things that you'd like to know more about as life unfolds for you?
Definitely want to learn more about credit cards as they can be pretty useful, as I found out this spring.
Why did you try and buy something? And they said the only way you can buy this is using a credit card.
No, actually, my mom and I got stranded at Victoria Airport.
Oh, geez. And so this was a job for the plastic to help rescue you.
Yeah, because we couldn't get a hotel room without a credit card. We couldn't get a rental vehicle without a credit card.
Right. Well, that's an amazing example of, you know, the combination of what one can learn in a classroom and then the rubber hits the road when you're out there in the real world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jillian, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And Melanie as well. So Melanie Karas, Program Coordinator at Youth the Future, a partner with the Money Matters program, and Jillian Stewart was a student in the program. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.